Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, chance of sprinkles in the mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 70s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, warmer temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low at 54. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, we'll have rain showers. We'll see temperatures much cooler, only 59. Right now, it's 52.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. The Barton County Sheriff's Office made a major drug bust early yesterday morning, confiscating nine kinds of illicit substances valued at over $500,000. The Sheriff's Office said Operation Snowplow was the culmination of several months of investigative work. The Sheriff's Office, along with several other agencies, executed a total of nine search warrants in Barton County. KSN reports the investigation began as a cocaine distribution case, but as detectives went undercover to purchase those drugs, they saw the case grew drastically into major distribution involving all types of drugs. The operation was reported to have netted six arrests. Former President Barack Obama has endorsed Democrat Sharice Davids in her bid to unseat Republican Representative Kevin Yoder in his eastern Kansas congressional seat. Obama included Davids on a tweet list yesterday of more than 250 candidates he endorsed across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
The man accused of making a hoax phone call that led police to fatally shot an unarmed man in Wichita was arraigned on a new indictment yesterday. 25-year-old Tyler Barris of California arraigned on a superseding indictment. Barris accused of calling the Wichita Police Department in 2017 from Los Angeles to report a shooting and kidnapping at a Wichita home. When the homeowner opened the door, an officer of the WPD fatally shot 28-year-old Andrew Finch. The state of Kansas reporting that it collected $81 million more in taxes in September than expected to extend its streak of better-than-anticipated revenues to 16 months. It's the longest streak of better-than-expected collections in the last 50 years. The Kansas Department of Revenue reported yesterday that tax collections were $696 million last month. The state's official forecast had predicted only $615 million. That adds up to a 13.2% surplus. Mid-America Network News.
Most insurance ads and at competitive rates, as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn Green of Hanover and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. President Trump's new North American trade deal with Canada and Mexico drawing praise from a Nebraska agricultural group. The Nebraska Farm Bureau hailed the deal as a win for Nebraska farmers and ranchers and an important step in eliminating trade-related uncertainty in agricultural markets. Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson says Mexico and Canada are Nebraska's two largest consumers for agricultural goods. Creighton University University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey related to Midwest Plain states and businesses, says the economy remains strong in 9 Midwest and Plain states, including Nebraska. The overall economic index for the region slipped to 57.5 in September from August's 61.1, but remained in positive territory. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. An architect with the county sheriff and undersheriff presented plans for a jail expansion. Able to accommodate 40 inmates, the proposal would connect the current law enforcement building with the courthouse and would be built on part of the courthouse parking lot. The two-story structure would include inmate housing on the lower level with dispatch operations on the second floor. Contractor options were discussed, but commissioners opted to take no action in asking for cost estimates. Commissioners were advised that a section of 12th Road North or Oquito Blacktop was down to one lane just north of U.S. 36 due to a washout. A bridge will need to replace a culvert at that location. It was noted that a recent disciplinary action resulting in the release of appraiser office clerk Mindy Kellogg and 3-day suspension of the county appraiser was a result of falsifying time cards. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Concerns with the airport board were discussed. Commissioners noted that minutes had not been forwarded for some time and a budget has apparently not been submitted. It was suggested the board needs to find a clerk. Public Works handles administrative functions for the airport. Road and bridge issues were again a topic with concern for the Mahaska Road in light of substantial truck traffic. Citizen concerns regarding $20,000 earmarked recently toward the Washington County Economic Partnership were brought forward with assurance that citizens would be kept current as to how funds are spent. The county appraiser advised that property value valuations are in substantial compliance and that commercial valuations are being completed. The employee health insurance was discussed, with Washington County Commissioners asking information on deductibles be provided at their next meeting. Third District Commissioner Gary Ouellette reported that he's resigning his position effective October 29. He and his wife are moving to Bluffton, South Carolina, where they have purchased a winter home. Ouellette is completing the second of a 4-year term, and his replacement will be appointed by the governor upon recommendation of the Washington County Republican Central Committee. Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2019 budget following a public hearing with a levy of 43.095 mils. An update was presented on the Soldier Creek Wind Farm in Nemahal County. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website at knduiradio.com and our Facebook page. City of Marysville Water Department will be shutting off water lines in the area of North 10th and North Street Tuesday morning beginning at 9 a.m. Those affected may want to save some water for drinking purposes as needed. Darlene Gertis, age 95, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will meet friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Gertis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, French toast casserole, sausage, asparagus, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, tomato bisque, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, veggie plate, and grape salad. Check of a school and community calendar. Junior high cross country meet at Wamego. Junior high volleyball will host Abilene. High school volleyball team at Concordia. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The secret is out on Bite Me Barbecue, but there is something you may not know. You can call ahead for convenient curbside pickup. Get their amazing brisket, pulled pork, sausage, and burnt ends by the pound, baked beans, coleslaw, macaroni salad, and more brought right to your car. And of course, you can still dine in as well. Call 619-6110. Bite Me Barbecue. Try them tonight.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a stationary boundary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring cloud cover across much of the area. Some areas could see some isolated rain showers. It looks like we'll continue with cloudy skies for tonight, and it looks like as we head into tomorrow, definitely going to see some warmer temperatures before a cold front moves through as we head towards the end of the week, bringing some rain showers likely and cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast for today, chance of sprinkles, otherwise cloudy. Cloudy skies in the mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 70s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, warmer in the upper 80s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 54. As into Thursday, mostly cloudy, will continue the chance of rain showers with a high of 59. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, temps in the mid-50s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature. Early October 74, record high on this date 95 in 1976. The average low 50, record low is 29 in 1985. Sunset this evening 7:04, sunrise in the morning at 7:20. A cloudy overcast and 53 degrees, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 2nd of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Come on in to Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville. There's always new styles to shop from the most popular brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Have something specific in mind but don't see it? Penny is happy to work with you on available customizable options and can special order that perfect piece for you. Then ask about protecting your dream furniture with the Mega Product Protection Plan with Jaws and Claws pet damage coverage, bumper-to-bumper stain protection, and Zips coverage. Shop Feldkamp's for the very best in service and protection for your home's furnishings, open 7 days a week.
A Monday night comeback and a pair of division tiebreakers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes rallied the troops from 10 down in prime time against the Broncos, going 13 for 16 for 151 yards in the fourth quarter before Kareem Hunt sealed the deal.
Halfback Kareem Hunt to that unbalanced side. Trying to score three! Left side, touchdown! Kansas City!
On 101, the Fox, Kansas City wins 27-23. In game one of the division tiebreakers, the Cubs fell short against the Brewers.
The Cubs have a quick turnaround. They'll face a one-game wild card do-or-die situation Tuesday night at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
Said it's his seventh game, the World Series, right out of the chute.
He's already tapped John Lester as his starting pitcher to try and keep the season alive. The winner of Tuesday night's wild card game will take on the Brewers Thursday. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
In L.A., the Dodgers captured their sixth straight NL West title. This is ABC Sports. The holdout may be coming to an end for Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell. He has his eyes set on a Week 7 return. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
The Steelers could ask for a roster exemption for up to 2 weeks, but that would preserve his ability to play the season, get an accrued season, and become an unrestricted free agent during the offseason.
Bell forfeits $855,000 each week he misses. Boston Celtics all-star Kyrie Irving seems to have come around on the earth not being flat. At the Forbes Under 30 Summit, he apologized to science teachers and blamed it on his love for conspiracy theories. This saga began in February of 2017. Baylor has been at the center of controversy over sexual assault allegations dating back more than 10 years. The scandal costing head football coach Art Briles his job, as well as Baylor president Ken Starr, among others. The NCAA has now cited the university with lack of institutional control. It has 90 days to respond. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with the Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Plus, air area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5, the Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's possible that Chinese soybean buyers could still be getting American soybean by purchasing their beans from Argentina. Export reports show that Argentina buying soybeans from the U.S. and exporting its own production to China. But one grain market expert says that's not likely because the drought left Argentina grain stocks in short supply. The issue is that Argentina simply doesn't have the beans, according to Standard Grain President Joe Vaclavic. During a conversation he said they had a short crop this year. Also, he says Argentina doesn't typically export soybeans at this point of the year. Typically, Argentina crushes most of their soybean production, so he said it looks like Argentina is going to get their soybeans from the U.S. Vaclavic said they book 850,000 metric tons of soybeans since the 1st of September, and from September to February last year, he said Argentina sold zero soybeans to China. This year, Argentina plans to ship 1.8 million metric tons during the same period. Even if the U.S. beans aren't being sold directly to China, he said the export market's still helping prices, and farmers had long suspected that China is buying soybeans through gray market channels. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts said he's working on getting USDA to extend a lifeline to programs that would lack funding if a farm bill doesn't pass. Current farm bill did run out yesterday, and funding a lot of smaller incentives will be in limbo. There are about 40 programs that could be in trouble because they lack mandatory baseline funding without a new farm bill. Advocates and industry groups concerned that some of the programs may have to temporarily close their doors if there isn't a reliable source of funding available to them to stay active. The Kansas senator said they're making arrangements so those programs don't have to close during an interim period. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Canada's last-minute agreement to join a new NAFTA with the United States and Mexico resolves major trade and legislative hurdles for U.S. agriculture. Canada's entry into the updated NAFTA minutes before a Sunday night deadline allows the current Mexican president to sign the accord a day before a new, less NAFTA-friendly head of state takes over there. That's December 1st, although the incoming president now says he won't seek any changes. The trilateral deal, seen as a big trade win for President Trump amid a protracted tariff fight with China, will also make it easier for U.S. dairy to compete in Canada, which strongly resisted changes to its supply management system. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson.
It looks like we've got about a 3.6% increase for all put together into the entire Canadian dairy market for various kinds of products. And then the Class 7 dairy pricing scheme that Canada put in the summer of 2016, which was meant to keep U.S. exports into Canada of ultra-filtered milk out. What we hear and we understand, that program is going to be eliminated.
Salmonson says having Canada in a three-way deal makes it easier to get the deal through Congress and preserves 25-year gains for American agriculture.
From before NAFTA, we were shipping about $8.9 billion a year of U.S. ag products annually to Canada and Mexico, and now we're closing in on $40 billion a year. Shows what happens when you get rid of tariffs. And this follows along with the authority that Congress gave over a year ago to the administration, to the Office of U.S. Trade Representative, to enter into this negotiation. It was for a NAFTA modernization between U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
The latest agreement follows behind a trade deal with South Korea and agreements to negotiate deals with Japan. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing ensuring your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6-month warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on Eiko parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the Eiko PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Reporting again today on wild boars, feral hogs, wild pigs, whatever you want to call them, one of the most destructive invasive species in the United States, and they are spreading. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Feral swine, wild pigs, wild hogs, razorbacks, lots of names for them. They are one of the most destructive invasive species in the United States. They are a risk to human and domestic animal health. They uproot crops, they damage yards, ruin golf courses, and hurt native wildlife and natural resources. They just do a lot of damage. Dr. Dale Nolte is coordinator of the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. Are these wild pigs the same family as domestic pigs?
Same species. But their physical appearance starts kind of changing after a few generations. Their genetic potential in the U.S. is anywhere from really a domestic pig to more a true European wild boar and hybrids in between. We are collecting genetic samples and are starting to establish, you know, a better understanding of just what populations exist where.
The National Feral Swine Damage Management Program is under the umbrella of the USDA and was started in 2014 to help coordinate efforts with individual states in combating these wild pigs. If you haven't seen the damage they do, Google wild pig damage to farm fields. It's amazing.
From what we can tell, most every crop out there is vulnerable to feral swine damage. They are a huge problem to agriculture, but it goes way beyond agriculture. The World Conservation Union considers them one of the world's worst invasive species. But then they've been a threat on the highway. Hitting a 300-pound hog on the highway is very detrimental to the driver. You know, natural resources, they totally destroy habitats for other species. We believe they're starting to have impacts on native populations of turkey, quail, white-tailed deer. You know, they're a big predator on sea turtle eggs. So it goes, they are a huge impact to agriculture, but it goes way beyond that. They're tearing up cultural sites in some location. They've knocked over tombstones. Pretty much if you've got feral swine, you're going to have damages of a variety of nature. Hitting golf courses or totally destroying people's lawns. We get reports of that on a frequent basis.
So what do we do about these critters? More about that tomorrow, back after this.
The new Chevy Silverado pickups are awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company, including three 2018 Silverado 1500 models. They have a 2019 Silverado 2500 model HD and 2500 model HD Duramax diesel, plus a 2019 Chevy Colorado Z71 edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, 53 degrees. Quite a bit warmer today. Highs up around 80. Sunshine reappears.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes rallied the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs back from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter for a 27-23 win over the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs took a 2-game lead over the Broncos in the AFC West with their sixth straight win over their rivals. Down 23-13, Mahomes directed a 12-play, 75-yard drive that ate up more than 6 minutes and culminated with a 2-yard touchdown toss to tight end Travis Kelce. He then handed off to Kareem Hunt for the 4-yard go-ahead score with a 1:39 remaining. The Broncos ran roughshod over the Chiefs, but they only ran 22 times and abandoned their ground game late for the second straight week. They opened the door for the Chiefs' fourth quarter comeback. Instead of being tied with the Chiefs atop the AFC West, the Broncos fell 2 games behind the unbeaten Chiefs. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss the 2018 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 2nd and 3rd at Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 2nd and 3rd at the Kansas Star Arena.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The Associated Press reports this morning, despite losing 104 games this season, the Kansas City Royals are looking ahead with hope. They played better down the stretch when most of their young prospects were seeing the field every day, and there are more youngsters in the pipeline. No crucial pieces are expected to leave in free agency, and manager Ned Yost is signed for another year. Arkansas native and four-star point guard Isaiah McBride committed to KU basketball yesterday. The 6'1", 180-pound senior's top three was Kansas, Auburn, and Virginia. He was also recruited by Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Wichita State, TCU, and Tennessee. Rivals.com has McBride listed as the nation's 18th best point guard. A glance ahead to this weekend's college football, K-State traveling to Waco to take on Baylor, and the Jayhawks set for a road contest at West Virginia. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Have a good Tuesday.
The Nolik Insurance Agency knows the Wilbur-Clatonia Falls sports teams are working hard this season and always demonstrate great sportsmanship, dedication, spirit, and talent. Good luck at the events this week, Wolverines. Contact Craig at Vanolic Insurance Agency in Wilbur, Nebraska for all your insurance needs.
Dried fruit is a convenient on-the-go snack, but can it measure up to fresh fruit for nutritional value? We are comparing apples to dried apples on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 2nd, the 275th day of the year. Singers Don McLean and Sting share a birthday. Can you get as much nutrition from dried fruit as fresh? Generally, yes. In fact, nutrients are much more concentrated in dried fruit, and they usually have a higher fiber content as well as a longer shelf life. So what's the downside? Calories. They also become more concentrated in dried fruit. And because the water is been removed, we need to eat more to feel satisfied. In general, a half cup of dried fruit is equivalent to a full cup of fresh. So keep the portion size down, and dried fruit can be a nutritious, guilt-free snack. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and find plenty of tasty recipes, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.